Yeah, you know what we're talking about.
93.7 The River, River City's classic rock that goes Van Halen. Jump on 93.7theriver.com, or you can go to the River Facebook or Dog and Joe Facebook page. Vote for the tree off. Someone tomorrow walks away with a four-pack, 2 days down to Disneyland. All you got to do is scroll through the photos and pick the tree that looks best to you. Friends, family, neighbors, hell, aunts in Des Moines, Iowa. Get them on the phone. Tell them to vote. Get them on the computer so everyone can vote for your tree, and someone will walk away with. And I know that's a little sided. Sounds like it's cheating. But you know what? We can't control how you vote. We can't really see what it is you're doing. Most votes wins. So we'll tally everything up. Get to voting right now. We have to go out today for Tuesday, our final holiday Tuesday before we go on vacation, the Christmas party edition. And we want you to join us at the Red Rabbit today.
Yeah.
About noon to one. 2718 J Street. We've talked about the menu. Producer Dana, she's been down there. She said it's a great place. Said it's a hipster joint. So I'm not going to wear my sweatpants today.
Okay.
I am going to put on my hipster Christmas pants, my Christmas party jeans. I did not bring the blazer. Dana, if you could quickly, because we talk a lot about hipsters and you hang out in these places. Because you, safe to say, are you a hipster?
I could be called a hipster. Okay, yes.
I think you're a hipster, Dana.
I did just cuff up my jeans. What? So I got that going for me. I got a little top knot going on today.
So what would a hipster dude wear? Like give us some hipster fashion tips before we walk into this prestigious Red Rabbit.
I would say that tight jeans. They can be jean colored, or they could be, you know, teal, green, red.
Oh, are my jeans tight enough? The jeans you've seen me wear typically, are they snug enough?
They don't usually wear 501s.
Okay.
Well, if you're talking about snug enough in the waistline, then yes, they are.
They're snug enough down below that. Okay, so
For a shirt, it's usually like a short sleeve button up, not like a polo. I mean, polos, yeah, fine, but it's usually like, you know, like a kind of like a short sleeve dress shirt.
Dress shirt, okay.
And it usually has, you know, like flamingos on it or frogs or umbrellas, you know, hip little caricatures.
And should that shirt also be tight to accompany the jeans? Meaning, does it?
It's not super tight. Like, it's fitted, but it's not going to, like, you know, completely hug. But it will give you a shape.
Why do hipsters need so much, like confinement? Why do they want to be so encapsulated?
Because they're in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
people that are in shape wear stuff that's a size too small.
I've seen fat hipsters, too. And I would think there'd be more fat hipsters than skinny hipsters, because it seems like all hipsters do is live at home, and then what they do is they go out and eat. That's all hipsters do is eat and drink.
Yeah.
So how do hipsters stay in shape?
Well, we work out.
They work out, I think.
And the other thing about hipsters, especially if you live downtown, you ride your bike everywhere.
See, my theory on hipsters and why they wear small clothes and why they stay in shape is because they're still young. And age hasn't hit them yet. They haven't left the fat creep in. That's probably part of it.
But, I mean, I'm not a skinny hipster. I clearly eat too much food, so it's fine. I mean, I think everybody comes in all shapes and sizes.
Okay, so I got the tight shirt on. We're going to the Red Rabbit today, noon to one-ish. I've got the tight button-up dress shirt on. Okay. What else does a hipster need to complete the ensemble?
Well, I would say you definitely want to, you know, cuff your pants, and then you want, you know, some nice dressy shoes, you know, kind of like what heterosexual Anderson Cooper wears. He's very hipster, actually.
He's an old hipster.
Just dress like him.
We don't have to do that. Are we going to change our wardrobe?
He's like the epitome. Sorry.
Yes.
The epitome.
I don't own those kind of clothes.
The epitome of a hipster.
So we need to put a picture up, like, for those out there that want to dress like a hipster for Christmas.
Yeah, here's the dress code.
Yes. We need to do that. It needs to look like a magazine, you know, where they put the little line items out. Must have tight shirt. Wear these brands of shoes. We need to get a picture of him standing in a dark background with him, and we'll tell people how to be a hipster with what heterosexual Anderson Cooper wears. That's funny.
Yep.
I guess that Dana and the listeners can go inside and eat, Joe, and you and I, maybe Dana can get us an order to go, and we'll eat in our car, because I don't think we're going to be welcome here at the Red Rabbit.
Well, we won't be welcome. Evidently, we show up in a car, we're going to have to bike it down there.
Yeah. Hey, I know that we drove up, and I know our pants are too baggy, and I know we got, like, hooded sweatshirts on and stuff that aren't black, but I promise you, man, I want to eat here because I live with my mom. Do you think that would work?
They're not going to turn you guys away. Idiot. Goodness gracious.
Look at having a door guy there. Where do you live? Did you bike here? Do you live with your mom? Today, though, we are going to go out. Everybody says the food's pretty damn good.
It is good.
Swing by, noon to one, Red Rabbit, our Christmas party. They got a big bar. It's all set up. There's Santas and reindeer all over the place. It's supposedly like winter wonderland inside this thing. And then after this holiday, they're going to wipe all the Christmas snow off the windows and go back to normal. Mm. So that's where we're going today. Red Rabbit, downtown, 2718 J Street, if you can make it for a Tuesday.